Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Now the first thing that in many ways that you often get to hear as a Christian is that God loves you. God is love. God demonstrated this by sending his son Jesus out of love for us. He demonstrated this by not just sending his son to the earth, but by dying for us on the cross out of love for us. Love is part of his character, his nature. This incarnation of the Son of God in a human form represents God's ultimate expression of love. God's spirit that he sends to us, residing in us, in his believers, teaches us the truth concerning him, concerning the saving work of this incarnate Christ. It teaches us more about God's love. It's an ongoing learning, an ongoing developing of our mind and our heart and our emotions and our thoughts that God is this love. So different to human love. It's constant, steadfast, never changes, no matter how we are to God. If we are terrible to God, he still loves us. Or if we are gracious and humble to God, he still loves us. Love stems from this fellowship with God, this intimate acquaintance with him. It produces more love. And he helps us walk in his light. In his light of love. Ruth Burroughs, who is a Carmelite nun who has written many books, but she's written this book called Extravagant Love, states this: created by love and for love. That's us. Created by love and for love. Nothing on earth can ever fully satisfy us. Our deepest heart has a need that earth cannot fulfill, the need for God. We are a yearning, an emptiness crying out to be filled by God. We long for something we have not got, and what is more, cannot get. We cannot get it ourselves, but our God is so generous, he's already given it to us. He calls us to himself. The God of love has this love for us always. God wants to lift us up when life gets us down. He doesn't want us to go the way that, you know, maybe we hadn't planned, but the day turns out to be. You know, it's a terrible day. It's been a terrible week. It's been a terrible month, a terrible year. Because of pain and suffering and wars and bloodshed and financial difficulties and, you know, stress amongst relationships, whatever it could be, how God wants to lift us up. Psalm 3 verse 3 states, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head." In the Message Bible, it states in the same psalm, "But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high." And what's the lifting of the head? You know, often, even if you don't realize it, when you're feeling low and down, you drag, you sag in the head. It's lowered down to the ground, despondent. God sees, and he calls us to himself out of love, and he draws us to himself out of love. And as we come to him, he lifts our head and gets us to look into his eyes, because these eyes are eyes of hope, eyes of love, eyes of understanding, of mercy and compassion. And through his eyes alone, he wants to tell us, "You'll be okay. I am with you. I shield you. I lift your head. Do not be despondent. Do not be ashamed or feel shame. For I, the Lord your God, love you. He is interested in us. He wants us to look at him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to share with him our dreams. He wants to share with him his dreams with us. He wants to share them with us. Jesus seeks after us. We are that important to him. Jesus wants to touch our lives and our hearts. He wants to see us face to face. And his love will exude from his eyes, from his face. Even with no words, we will know the living God loves us. It's at this yearning within each of our hearts. Everyone in the world chases after love. We chase after love in relationships. We chase after love in our career, in our marriage, in our money, in things. Because that's what we're chasing for. We're chasing for this fulfillment, for this contentment. And it is only God. It is only God's love that will give us this contentment, this satisfaction, this peacefulness. So I encourage you, go chase after him. And if you don't know him, or you want to know him even more, ask him, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Show me this love that you have for me. And he will. He says, ask, seek, knock, and you will be answered, and you will find, and the door will, doesn't say will not, maybe, says will be opened unto you. Are you not asking enough? Are you not seeking him enough? Are you not chasing after him, knocking enough? Come on, you can do this. Ask the Lord for the strength and grace to find him. He wants to be found. Just ask him. Humble yourself enough. Say, Lord, I can't do it like this anymore. I need you. Help me. And this God of love will come. Be blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you do love us so much. And you show us and demonstrate this to us every day. And if I forget, Lord, I just need to see your son Jesus on the cross to be reminded what you did and what you continue to do for me and for everyone in the world. Go seek him out. He loves you.